My name is RemTGM.
And I'm BCA.
And I'm Super Mega Man 10.
And welcome to Memes Throughout the Ages.
We're 28 minutes late to record.
Yeah,
My dad's purchased apps on the App Store.
Yeah, we've been doing that for the last 28 minutes. Hello, everyone.
There's a skibbity toilet cat
network. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast.
Yeah.
We have a lot of news to talk about, but of course, as always, we'll save that for the end of the meme segment. First things first, of course, gotta unbox the NOS. NOS unboxing.
Very NOS.
That was like the meme from 15 years ago.
What?
Hey, the joke was that it's an old meme. So I use a very large, unrealistic amount of time.
You're dragging it, buddy.
Oh, like Ninja... Dude, it's insane, right? How popular the Ninja Low Taper Fade meme still is.
Oh, yeah. I see new ones every single day.
Exactly. And they're
it's massive.
And they have so many likes. And, like, not even a single one is doing bad. Like, they're all doing great. That's a joke, by the way, guys. I don't know if you picked up on that. All right, here we go. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I saw literally nothing come out of that.
Hold on, I have to make sure I don't pour it onto my bed. Yeah, you can't see it anymore. I just took 5 years off my life.
Who would win a rap battle between Skibbity Toilet and Poppy?
Skibbity Toilet. Negdiff.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know what, like, the diffs mean.
Neither do I. I just pulled something. Oh, I was about to say it. Bad.
Darth Vader versus Darth Maul, Darth Sidious, and Darth Count Dooku. I love Darth Count Dooku. That's my favorite.
That guy's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of Star Wars, happy May 4th, everyone. Well, it's almost May 4th.
It is. Even though we're recording this on May 3rd, just...
No, but it could be May 4th.
Just, like, imagine it is.
Yeah.
But imagine it's May 4th.
And for May 4th, we've got a very special meme. Super Mega Man 10, what is our meme for today?
In honor of May the 4th, I chose I'm Han Solo.
Do you think, like, all the Disney employees at Galaxy's Edge during May the 4th, they said, "May the 4th be with you"?
Of course.
That'd be breaking character, though. There is no May 4th. Oh, no. There is no May.
Shut up. Wait, do
months exist in Star Wars?
Yeah.
Are they called May and June?
That's like a Rick and Morty thing.
Don't get it?
But you know, I don't beat my wife.
Oh, well, I do.
Oh.
Okay, I'm awesome. Han Solo. Now, I'm Han Solo. You may first be recognizing sounds a little similar to a Jason Derulo song. Now, it just so happens...
I don't even know how the song goes.
No, the original one.
Other one.
I hear it on the radio a lot. I'm always like, it's the song.
I'm flying solo.
And it's called Riding Solo.
Oh.
And it's
Why is he doing that?
Why is he doing what?
Never mind. That was a really funny joke, and you didn't get it.
I picked up on it because it was so bad. That I had no reaction to it once I realized.
Oh, okay, buddy. Alright.
Yeah.
Buddy. Yeah.
Might want to go. It's nowhere as good as the Hitler with sandals joke. Might want to step up your game. So I'm.
Where does Hitler keep his armies up his sleeve? You know, that was when Oddball James was funny.
Too old to order off the kids' menu.
He drew Hitler. You won't see James do that anymore because he doesn't draw.
I never knew what laws there were, am I right?
I was never taught what laws there.
Alright, so Jason Derulo made a song back in the early 2000s by the name of Ridin' Solo, peak song. listen to it a lot. And for the Kinect Star Wars game, which the Kinect, to first describe it, was a accessory for the Xbox 360 and Xbox One, since they still have it.
We have the Kinect.
Yeah, we still have it. We haven't used it in a very long time.
Oh, you have the Kinect.
Yeah,
we have.
You could probably get this game for like $1.
Oh, wow, $1? Yeah, I'll probably get
this game is super cheap.
Yeah, before we started recording, I literally said to BCA, we should get this for our Xbox.
Actually, I haven't booted up that Xbox in such a long time. The last time I did it, it was to boot up Garden Warfare. Boot up Skylanders, and I couldn't even play it. I couldn't even play Garden Warfare because I need to be online.
And I think the last time I ever played on the Xbox was I wanted to try and play Just Dance 2014.
Skim.
That was my
Morty. Morty, that's a very specific Just Dance.
Because I was a big fan of that game, that specific game.
That makes sense.
Because it was like it was really because that was like because that was a really popular thing.
Do they still do yearly Just Dances?
I think
they still do. There's Just Dance 2023, I think. Or 2024.
That makes sense. It's one of the only Ubisoft franchises they have left that's not Assassin's Creed.
I was gonna say Overwatch, but they don't own Overwatch.
They have Rayman, but they're not gonna use him.
Yeah. They're gonna do the rabbits instead.
Swear to God.
Blah blah. Blah blah. A rabbits TV show. It was so good.
There are more seasons of that show than the Jesus Christ. The show got 4 seasons. The irony in that is Rayman never got Rayman 4.
Lamau.
Remember when Rabbids was on Nickelodeon?
Blah blah. Dude, the annoying orange used to be on the banner of like Cartoon Network's like coming up thing.
Oh my god, yeah, and you showed me that. I was like, oh my god.
Like he was just there. Like he was there for years after they had canceled his show.
How do we get from talking about Han Solo to Kinect? So
Just Dance something something Xbox. Here's Cartoon
the
Network
Xbox,
somehow.
Then Just Dance.
How did we get the Cartoon Network?
Then just
we started talking about Rabbids.
Oh
the Xbox.
Yeah, Rayman, Rabbids.
Nickelodeon,
Rayman. Cartoon Network. All right, so back to the Kinect. The Kinect.
I see what's gatting here.
No, okay, I don't even know why.
Face with a mugger.
Okay.
And it's great.
Yeah. Okay, so the Kinect was an accessory for the Xbox 360, and what it did it was supposed to rival the Wii with their motion controls, but do something new, and that
it
was
did
by
not.
That was by sensing where the player was. So instead, it was like a camera.
Yeah, just a camera.
Oh, the thing is. When the Kinect first came out, they very quickly had to fix it because it was racist.
What? Oh, yeah! It wouldn't pick up on black people.
Yeah, so, see...
Wait, that was the thing?
Yeah, so the Kinect... When the Kinect came out, to track the player, it would use, like, light signatures, like lighting. So it would be almost impossible to play it in the dark because it picks up on light.
Yeah.
So, if your skin isn't light, it's not really gonna pick you up. So,
fixed it to like having like an ectoskeleton on, specifically on you.
They had to. I don't remember what they did, but they had to.
Ecto is endo. Oh wait, ectoskeleton's a word too. Sorry.
So I remember I'd watch. You remember Cobra Mani 456?
I'm gonna say Quandil Dingle.
No. So when he would play Sonic Free Riders,
yeah.
He was wondering when he was
that game
playing it.
Awful. Oh my God.
When he was playing it, he was wondering, why isn't it really picking me up? It's because he's black.
I remember my dad had Sonic Free Riders. He had like the board too.
Oh, how unfortunate. Oh my God, I feel so bad for you.
Is it actually like that bad?
It's pretty
bad. Like, I just said it was bad, but like I was like a stupid 6-year-old. I didn't know how to play.
It's pretty bad.
What's so bad about it?
The controls.
Oh yeah. Don't you have to use that board?
Yeah, there's no controller support. So yeah, that's what the Kinect was, and there was a Star Wars game made for it. And instead of, you know, making it about being a Jedi.
No. I'm pretty sure I'm Han Solo. It was one of the few mini games.
It's a dancing game.
Oh, never mind. I'm thinking of another one. There was another one where you got to, like, fight battle droids.
Oh, well, it's clearly not this one.
Yeah.
So, Kinect Star Wars is just a dancing game.
Star Wars.
I can't remember. Games. We are literally just talking about Just Dance. It's Just Dance, but Star Wars. And with
gotta
Kinect.
Push it by a Wookiee at my side. I'm Soda.
You know what would be perfect for Just Dance?
I just said Soda, dude. I'm gonna jump on a bridge.
Why haven't they made a VR Just Dance game? Wouldn't that be like...
I don't know. Why haven't they done that? VR Friday Night Funkin' exists.
How would you even do that?
You have to use your hands to click the arrows that are in front of you.
That's so stupid. That's so awesome. Stupid.
But VR Just Dance, I don't really see it because it has to.
Brother,
because
full body tracking. VR has full body tracking.
Yeah, but if you just have the ones where it's just the headset and then the hand controllers, then how would that work?
It picks up on your feet, though. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if they've updated it, but I'm pretty sure.
Full body tracking tracks your entire body.
Yeah.
If you have a bunch of...
But you need this thing that, like, you hook up yourself. You, like, look like Iron Man. It's weird. It's also how people do NSFW things in VR chat.
Speaking of VR, they announced the new Arkham game.
What?
Yep, VR only.
I'm sure Arkham is...
Oh, they're loving it.
Are they?
Nope.
Hate it. Why? What? What's
wrong?
Because
it's in VR.
Okay.
That's their issue. It's.
But that's cool.
I know.
You get to be Batman. Wait, is it like a spin-off or is it?
No, it's like a mainline game. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, that's an issue.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't really say anything. They didn't show any gameplay, so we don't even know if it's good.
Robin, I need my Skibbity toilet detector.
There's Fallout 4 for VR.
Borderlands 2 is a VR game. You can play Borderlands 2 in VR.
Oh, I should do that. I don't even know why I haven't.
It's like $60, but like...
Wait. I have to pay for it in VR?
Yes, yeah.
So I can't just play it?
No, you can get it on Steam for some reason. I don't know why.
But I have to pay for the VR version on Steam.
Yeah.
That's stupid. I don't want to do that.
But even if that works.
You can play Fallout 4 on VR.
Yeah, apparently it's awful.
Have you been playing Fallout, the one that the Rem got you?
I mean, I did once, but somehow haven't played it in a while.
Are you serious? You've been playing Fortnite.
Like, I tried
it. I'm sorry, Super Mega Man 10, I swear to God.
Brother.
I mean, I played a...
You need to play Fallout Shelter!
Play it for a little bit, like I created a character and stuff, but
I hate to tell you, that's the beginning of the game.
And people started to shoot me.
Maybe don't do that.
Yeah, I might have to restart it.
Yeah,
so
what do you do?
I was just grabbing beer.
Maybe that's the issue.
a bad reputation for just taking beer,
yes. Stealing.
You're stealing. That's...
It's beer. It's there.
It's stealing.
People drink beer.
It's stealing. You're stealing it from them.
Just a bottle.
Yeah.
Sitting out in the open.
Oh, just like in the open?
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere?
Yeah.
Was there anyone around?
Apparently there was like one guy around.
Well, maybe he was drinking it.
No. It was a guy out of, like, he came out of the corner. out of nowhere. Like, I just grabbed it from on top of a crate, and it said I had a bad reputation, and somebody started shooting me. Maybe, and they just came out of nowhere.
Maybe you just don't grab random things.
Well, what about if it was a gun, or, like, a healing
item? Well, then you can shoot the people that are trying to shoot you.
What if it was a healing item? Would that be stealing?
Yes.
A healing item on the ground.
If it's money, is it stealing? If it's a little skibbity toilet, is it stealing? You know?
So, connect Star Wars.
Yeah.
So, I'm Han Solo is one of the songs and levels in the Kinect Star Wars game where Han Solo goes to Cloud City and Lando's like, hey, you got what it takes to something.
This round will be.
And then they start singing and dancing.
Isn't like Boba Fett there?
No. Maybe he's not in the level, I don't think. He might be in one of the cutscenes.
Why are there stormtroopers just dancing with Han Solo?
Because they can't.
How does it fit into the lore? Oh, someone made a mod where they put Battlefront 2 Han as the Han Solo model. I don't even know how they did it.
So the song eventually became popular online from two people that I can think of that made it popular. The person I learned about it from was one of my favorite YouTubers from back in the day, Peanut Butter Gamer. He made a video on, I think it was either Shovelware Games or the worst Star Wars games.
No, it's not awful.
Maybe. And
the bottom of the list would be Classic Collection.
And Kinect Star Wars was on it, and John Tron also made an episode on it where he played John Jafari. John Jafari played the game. I'm not very familiar with John Tron. Is that an alter ego?
I don't know.
I assume.
I watched a lot of John Tron, but I don't know who John Jafari is.
Maybe is that John Tron's name?
Is that his name?
Oh my god, that's probably his name. I don't know why I thought his last name was Tron.
Wait, Dan, your last name isn't Minecart? Your middle name's not The? And I'm Captain Sparkle. Wait, is it just me, or did, like, Captain Sparkles, like, age backwards?
I don't know. Like, he seems a lot younger now. That's
so different in Revenge.
I don't know what happened.
They're, like, auto-tuned, like, on his voice. Like, why does he sound so much older?
Oh, it's not him singing it.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's, Tryhard Ninja.
Why was Captain Sparkles there?
It's because he animates them.
Wait, he did?
Yeah, he's the one who animates.
Captain Sparkles animates?
He doesn't sing it.
Tryhard
Ninja sings it.
Dude, all these years I thought Captain Sparkles sounded like Tryhard Ninja.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was him for a while, and then he said in a video that it was.
And I'm Captain Sparkles.
Well, that's the meme right there, but...
Remember that one joke in Minecraft Story Mode where, like, if you weren't online at that time and weren't watching Dan at that time, you would not understand at all?
What was the joke?
He kept on changing his hairstyle and his hair color.
That was a cool joke.
Yeah, it's like, no one from, like, now would understand it. Because Dan the Diamond Minecart isn't popular anymore.
Well, you can't buy the game on any of the stores anymore, so it's not like...
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, they were taken down years ago.
You can't even buy it?
I mean, you can buy the physical version and play it, but you can't,
like... It'll, like, be destroyed eventually.
Yeah. That's, like... What? That's gonna happen with every game.
Dude,
now I think you can...
Disc Rot.
Now you can just play on, like, Netflix.
No, that's gone, too.
Micro Storm mode.
Also, it's not even the entire game.
And it's not a great way to play. It's so laggy. Every time I tried to play it,
lagged. It's so laggy. How are you laggy on Netflix?
I don't know. Okay, so when I would play it, when I would attempt to play it, when I'd pick an option, it would load for so long. It would take so long to load. It was unplayable.
Dude, I remember I'd like watch the Captain Underpants show in the and play Minecraft Story Mode.
My only issue with Minecraft Story Mode on there was it didn't feel like a you were playing a game. It just felt like you were watching a show that you could make decisions in.
Netflix.
Yeah, I know, but it just it took away from.
They made a Buddy Thunderstruck one. You know what Buddy Thunder? You know what Buddy Thunderstruck is? It was this. It's by the same people that made Robot Chicken.
Oh.
Buzz?
Yeah. Same. It's the same animators.
I don't know if you guys played it. It was on Netflix. It was one of the game show things, like Minecraft Story Mode.
Rem, you should watch Buddy Thunderstruck.
I don't have Netflix.
Okay, we'll just pirate it or something.
Oh yeah, I'll do that. But there's they did a Black Mirror one. It was called the something.
Kaisena.
Actually, yeah, it was called that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was actually called Kaisena.
Awesome. What if I name my kid Kai?
Kai, over.
What if I did that?
I wouldn't be very happy.
Okay,
with you.
Why are we talking about?
Yeah, why are we talking about all of this?
Yeah, BCA.
BCA, please.
Whoops.
Talk about the origin.
Oh my god, they announced Turkish Quandel Dingle's real name.
Okay, don't dox the kid. Oh, he said it? Okay.
Who cares? Awesome. They're
getting interviewed and stuff.
They're dragging the meme.
They're getting, like, interviewed.
That's the
Who
spread.
Who cares?
Well, Rem, it's a TikTok Riz party.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I'm sorry. We were there. We should care the most.
The Jiffy Lube logo is just the TikTok logo.
Okay, which one came first, though? Yeah, about that.
I know, but, like, I noticed that.
All right, BCA, anyway, please tell us about the origin.
The song appears in Kinect Star Wars, released April 3rd, 2012. I'm surprised it wasn't April 1st, because this game's a joke.
Ah.
The day the game was released, the song and its video were uploaded to YouTube. The song is a reimagining of the song Riding Solo by Jason Derulo, with the lyrics altered to read, I'm picking up my blaster, put it on my side, I'm jumping in my Falcon, Wookiee at my side, I'm on solo. They should add, never mind.
I was gonna say you should say that, but I don't even know what you're gonna say, so I don't.
Why is Know Your Meme giving me a video on goth girlfriends?
Because
I don't care.
Like it. All right, Super Mega Man 10.
It plays an Allstate ad. Okay.
Yeah.
Please tell us how this meme spread.
Gladly. Early reviews of the dance were scathing.
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 Among
joystick said of. The dance. Honestly, the description of a Han Solo as a dancing dreamboat could very well drive Harrison Ford to commit
suicide.
Squad.
Just so he can roll over in his grave.
King of Sharks Light.
A month after the game's release, JonTron uploaded his review of Kinect Star Wars. Towards the end of the video, he plays the I'm Han Solo song. It gives an over-the-top reaction.
I love JonTron.
The video gained over 8 million views. He later recreated the dance with Aaron Hansen, his former Game Grumps partner.
I didn't know he was a part of the Game Grumps.
Wait, he is? I never watched the Game Grumps.
Yeah, he's the second Game Grumps.
He is? I never watched them, so I wouldn't know.
Or the first
Star Skate series.
Yeah.
I remember watching his Goosebumps video.
Yeah, he's a Game Grump.
I didn't know that.
I remember watching this guy's Goosebumps video.
It's so skeevy.
On the what in the world would he do a Goosebumps video on?
He was watching like the episodes.
You see my face going
skibbity. He was watching the show.
Skibbity.
He was like watching a few episodes of the show. After JonTron helped the song gain infamy online, parodies appeared online. One of the most popular examples posted by Tom Benda on September 6, 2016, used the song in the video game's appeal to the male fantasy meme, greatly helping the meme's spread. CVA Gunner posted a remix of the song on December 25th of that year, gaining over 400,000 views. On February 7th, 2018, YouTuber ShoopTube used the song in a parody of the trailer for Solo, a Star Wars story.
That would have gone so hard.
Gaining over 410,000 views.
So,
410,000 views. Selected All ran an interview with Kevin Affleck, who produced the music for the mode on May 22nd, 2018. And that's it for me.
That song would have gone so hard in the movie. I'm actually so upset that wasn't played at the end.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why, like, what are they gonna lose from playing that?
Like, it's already not a normal Star Wars movie. It's not like you need to have the music.
Dude, Darth Maul just appears in everything.
I mean, they were setting up a trilogy, so I get why
they No, I know. He just, like, appears in everything. Like, he was in he was there from the beginning. He was in Phantom Menace. He was in the Clone Wars. He was in Rebels.
I mean, he is a cool character.
Yeah. Then he was in Force Unleashed.
There is.
He turns. Well, Proxy. Starkiller's robot Proxy just turns into Darth Maul.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I don't know why.
Well, it's because Proxy's designed to try and kill him.
Oh yeah.
He turns into Obi-Wan in the beginning of the game.
Wait, why is he just like? Does he, like, help? I've never played Force Unleashed. Does he just help Starkiller and just occasionally try to kill him?
Yeah.
Why?
He was designed to kill him.
Yeah.
But also to help him. It's been a while since I've
Darth Vader's played the beginning. Is he stupid? Is Vader stupid?
Alright, so that is the end of
long character, buddy.
That is the end of the meme, but we have news. Who wants to go first?
I would like to go first.
All right.
Oh, in Fortnite, we got the Star Wars collab again.
Oh, the fifth one. Let's go.
No, but they did like a cool Lego thing.
Yeah, they just.
No, it's actually cool.
Yeah, they did some pretty cool stuff.
If I want to play Lego Star Wars, I'll just play the complete saga. Or Lego Star Wars 3.
Yeah, but it's cool.
Yeah, I played it, and I did see the little event that you see once you get in. It is pretty cool. Rocket Racing has, like, stuff that you can do. You can get a customizable car skin.
You can get a Boba Fett car skin.
Yeah, there is a
Or when you boost, you can get lightsabers that come out of your thrusters.
Doesn't even make sense.
Separate car that you can get that can turn into.
Wait, why did they do like the hyperdrive?
Because they didn't think of it. They're lazy.
For some
Star Wars lightsaber, Red Force.
Some Mandalorians. There's a disassembled CP3O backplate.
I thought you said it wrong. No, right. It's gonna yell at you.
There's a Yoda backbling, and you can also have Yoda's stick as a pickaxe.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Wait, I might actually get that. It's funny.
Yep, and there's a new. There's a new Luke Skywalker skin There's Chewbacca, which you have to get through the Lego Pass.
Doesn't and, even make sense.
And also there's Lando.
Let's go.
Rem, you should buy Lando.
How you doing, you old
pirate? So good to see you.
Speaking of Lando, the Lando movie is still...
Is this a Lando movie?
It was going to be a show, and then they turned it into a movie.
Is it going to be Young Lando?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
There's also
Beckett's crew.
There's also a new storm, like a new trooper skin in the shop as well.
Yeah, it's like a death trooper, but not a death trooper.
Oh, so they're lazy.
Sure.
Nice.
They should add a Grievous skin. How have they added the battle droids?
They don't feel like it.
There's also stuff for festival. There's instruments. They got the Cantina band.
Oh, yeah.
And for the jam stage, they have the actual Cantina. The Cantina that you can go into and walk around. You have to go through jam stage to go.
Why did they show the Cloud City Club in the... The teaser image.
I don't know.
They think about what they do before they do it, or they just say, yeah, let's do that.
Maybe that's like another one that's gonna come out.
Maybe. BCA, any news?
Oh wait, there's still some more stuff on the Star Wars X Fortnite stuff as well.
Awesome. Oh yeah, Chewbacca's bowcaster sucks. Does like 65 direct hit.
Wonderful. And there's we also got back the Darth Vader boss.
Where? I haven't seen him.
Well, I don't know where.
He has a saber throw, apparently.
Yes, that is true. He does have a saber throw.
God, I hate Fortnite.
Yeah, I don't know where he is, but I have to try and find him.
Rem, you missed Aang.
I don't care.
Rem, I thought you cared.
I did, but then I remembered it's Fortnite. And then I realized that I don't care. I got Korra and that's enough. I gave up when they decided to charge $20 for each avatar skin.
$20 for each?
Yeah, and then they made Aang 10, but they didn't even give Aang his normal style.
So
how did he not do that?
They did.
No, that's not what he looks like. In the show, they gave him his other thing that he wears, and then they gave him the Avatar State one.
They should add Meg.
Like Meg Griffin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I would pay so much money for a Brian skin.
How is it not a Stewie backlink?
Dude, I'd pay so much money for a Stan skin from American Dad. Better than Family Guy.
Well, they do a American Dad collab.
Wait, are they going to?
Rem, I don't know.
Nobody has said anything yet, but...
No.
But if they do, I'll let you know.
See, that's a skin I'd pay $20 for.
Stan.
Oh my god, dude, a Roger skin?
No,
oh,
dude.
Well... Bubba Booey.
Why do you say that?
Howard Stern.
What?
That's where it comes from.
Oh, okay.
The Bubba Booey?
Yeah.
That's like
an actual guy.
That's like the two.
Bubba Booey's an actual.
That yeah.
It's a person?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's like the two bad sound.
Rem, do you have any news?
I do. So I watched the
new Finn.
Finn, Star Wars. I watched the Knuckles show.
Don't say anything. I haven't seen it yet.
I'll say my opinion on it. No spoilers. I thought it was fun. I had fun watching it. I thought it was good.
Do I look like I need your power?
All I'd say is don't expect anything too lore heavy to happen.
Well, yeah, because isn't Sonic Adventure 3, isn't Sonic Movie 3 coming out soon?
Yeah. Yes.
just seeing some guy Mew at the top of my screen. Oh, FNF Week 8 released. It had been leaked over a year ago.
Oh, all hype killed? What?
It was kind of hype.
It was when I saw it was, like...
The fourth song was a fist fight.
I didn't even look at it. I just saw, oh, it came out. Wow, cool.
I played through it on hard mode. It was actually pretty hard.
Well, that's why it's called hard mode.
It was four songs that time, and the fourth one was just a fist fight.
Oh, is the fourth one the reason why it took them 3 years to release it?
I don't know, man. No. Okay, listen. It took them so long because they had to redo the entire game.
They had to
redo all the code. The game's code was awful, Rem.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, Rem, the mods, they haven't been running off FNF. They've been running off KDev, which is a mod of FNF.
Why didn't they work with those guys to do it?
Well, because, I don't know, they're the witty people.
That's not an excuse.
I don't know. Anyway, I think we should move on.
Yeah, and that's all the information. Jesus Christ. All the information about the meme and news that I have. Unless there's anything else, no.
FNF lore, it's like...
It's the same thing.
Pico in week 3 got told to kill boyfriend for money, and he didn't do it, and then he saved boyfriend.
I want you to just think about how stupid this sounds. Money.
And then in week 8, he saves boyfriend, and then his two friends, Darnell and Nene, get like really mad.
Because they didn't get the money.
Yeah, they try killing him. They've been friends for like 20 years, by the way.
They're 20? What?
No, I mean like how long they've like existed.
What?
Pico, like, do you know how like old Pico's existed?
Like the character itself, or like his canonical age.
The character itself.
Are these characters from the game? From the
yes.
Pico game? Oh.
Yeah, they've been friends for like 20 years, and they tried killing him over money.
Yeah,
and after
cool.
After this fight, they just make up again.
So is the full game gonna come out? What's going on? Did they take the money and run? What?
No, they didn't.
Took the money and run.
It had like a full opening cutscene.
Is that where the budget went? All too well.
It had like an ending one too. It was so awesome. All right. Well, thanks. We'll see you. We'll see you guys in the meme games. Goodbye.
Hello and welcome to the meme games.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the meme games, the part show where we play games based on this episode and episodes before. Rem TGM. Spin that wheel.
Wait.
So would you like to go into further depth? How did I forget?
The meme games are the part in the show where we play games based on this episode and past episodes. We have a picker wheel that we call the meme wheel with a mushroom. With a bunch of different games that we can play on it. And whoever has the most points by the end of the game, by the end of the season from these games, wins the meme games.
Spin that wheel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shopping Spree.
How do we play this song, MTGM?
In Shopping Spree, what we must do is we are each given a budget of $20, and we need to find meme-related items on the internet. We're not actually buying them, but we're just trying to come up with the best items.
Yeah.
All right, name wheel.
Oh, dude. I think I might actually have allergies.
Couldn't be me.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Buddy, you don't have a loose paper fade.
Neither do you. You're not ninja.
Yeah, I do.
You are actually dragging the fact that you have allergies right now.
No, I said it once.
Exactly.
No taper fade. You know what's crazy is that the ninja lose taper fade. All right. I have a picker wheel. We call it name wheel. He's spinning it. See who goes first and saves me games. Man, you'll be going first in today's meme games. We're gonna spin again, so you go second. Hey, that like reminds me of a video. I love OnlyRans. You should definitely pay 99 cents a month to be in Randy, repost Randy's chat room. Rem, you are going second. I'll be going for third, unfortunately. Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Waste your Bitcoin. Waste your Dogecoin.
Yep, like Randy. Yep.
Yep. Uh huh. Low taper fade. You know what's crazy? It's that Rem. So you know the low taper fade meme.
Shut up. All right. This.
Imagine if Ninja got low taper fade. That guy is like the low taper fade guy.
What if it? Okay, so for my thing, what if I buy? What if it's one thing, but it depends on the like, depending on where you go to get it, it could be different. Like a different
sure, price. But how much money do we have?
$20.
$20.
No.
All right.
No. Wait, do I have enough? Do I have enough? Ram, I don't think I have enough.
What is it? Oh, actually, no, don't tell me what it is.
Yeah, why would I tell you?
Okay, if I'm my item.
Why would I tell you, Ram?
I got mine.
Ram, I hate you. Why would I tell you?
No, you're actually just Fortnite.
Ram, you'd be nothing without me. That is not true at all.
Yeah, it'd be Fortnite.
None of us would be here if it wasn't for Anchor giving Rem ad. The one time that advertising worked.
Thanks, Wavy Webster, for making that video about the finger and the chili at wherever it was, because then I would never have seen
the
ad.
Didn't your mom, file, a lawsuit?
I can't talk about that.
Wait, you can't?
For legal reasons, I can't.
Is it still going?
No, it ended, but it was like a thing can't say, talk about legal.
No?
I don't think so. Maybe I can. I don't want to
get
into it.
Don't chance
it.
I
don't want to chance it with the good old unnamed fast food restaurant chain.
This Burger King, wasn't it?
Might as well have been.
It was what?
I might as well have been.
Oh, okay.
Because
I say it was Walden.
Walden? Who is Walden?
I don't know. Dude, I can't figure out how much this damn thing costs.
How?
I don't know.
Oh, I swear to God, if it's the same thing that I picked, I'm gonna be
what?
Mad.
No, that'd be crazy. You know, I'll just buy this.
Okay.
How much does this cost? That's Alistair. That's not. Why is this here? Of course, it's on Temu. No one wants it. Alright, okay, great. Okay, so I'm getting this. Oh, Rem. Rem, it's all coming together. Rem, it's all coming together.
Is it that good?
Yeah, it's really good. I think you're gonna like it a lot. Okay, there's my first one.
Okay, the more you say it, the more I don't think I'm gonna like it.
No, I think you're gonna like it.
Yeah, see, the way you're saying it makes me think that I...
No, I think you're really gonna like it.
Really?
Dude, that's like perfect! Oh my god!
Dude, that's like perfect? Dude, perfect?
Dude, perfect? Alright, I'm ready. Mega Man.
Okay, so this is my first item. Well, this is my only item I got.
Low taper fade.
Okay, so I sent it to the meme team chat.
Oh, you sent it. That would. All right. Let's see. You got
catnap.
You got four.
I love that rap battle channel.
Four Kinect games, huh?
Oh. Four Kinect.
My item is, it's four Kinect Xbox games, and it includes Michael Jackson, The Experience, Disney Rush.
Do I die?
Disney Rush.
Laugh.
Kinect Adventures, and also Star Wars.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, Rem, why didn't you laugh at my funny joke?
I don't even know what the joke was.
Michael Jackson's dead, Rem.
So where's the joke? What did you say?
I get to die, because it's the Michael Jackson Experience.
I get it.
Thanks.
And it all costs $18.
It's a steal. Oh, never mind. It's Kinect Adventures.
It's like saying if it was called the OJ Simpson Experience.
I know, like Kinect Adventures is everywhere because everyone got it.
It is?
Yeah, I know.
You have it?
And we also have Michael Jackson.
It's like everyone has Kinect Adventures because it came with your Kinect.
Oh.
Alright, Rem.
We have to rate it.
Oh, yeah, that fits the episode, I'd say low high.
I'll go low high as well. It is very episode
mid-high.
Themed.
What? Oh, okay.
That puts me at a mid high.
Rem, what is your item?
You guys are really gonna like this.
I swear to God, if it's the one that I was gonna do, but then couldn't find the price for.
It's probably not. It's an abstract type of item. It's a low taper fade.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do.
So yeah, that's my product right there. Getting a low taper fade.
It was like $34, Rem.
I know, but then some places were seeing that they do it for like 20 or like 15.
Yeah, I know. That's why I couldn't find the like
15 to 50, and then there's like people saying 36 to 50.
Yeah.
This guy's saying 250. I don't know what he's on.
Wow. That must have been the one that Ninja got. That's funny. I'd say what, but you know, aren't you kind of dragging it a little, Rem?
Hey.
I'd say a little high, though. That's funny, I guess.
What do you mean you guess? You were gonna pick the same thing.
Actually, no. I'll say mid, high mid.
I'm gonna go with BCA's.
You
mid.
Just lowered it to high mid. What do you
mean? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, because it's a mid joke.
You were gonna do the same thing.
Yeah. No, but then I got a better one. I got a way better one. I'm just gonna save this right here. Okay.
Whoa. What did Mega Man say?
Oh, he said the same one as me.
Okay.
Okay, here's mine. So, my first one.
Oh my god.
So yeah, my first is a Bowser plush. Right? And my second one's a whoopee cushion.
I think this is a high high.
I'm giving this a low mid.
No, I won.
I think this is a high high right here. So
yeah, all right, so I win today's meme games.
No. Okay, wait. We have to explain what the joke is. So
no, I don't think everybody can tell. So, no, I don't think a lot of people know. If I'm going to be completely honest.
So BCA, his two products. One was a Bowser plush. The other was a whoopee cushion. This is referring to a meme of an animation of Bowser doing a thing, and it was popular on the internet. And that was the joke.
Dude, I was like scrolling through my TikTok page. It was a normal video, and then that shows up in the middle of it. It was so. It was so loud. Like, it hurt my ears. I had to turn it down. I was in the middle of school. This is when I didn't have earbuds. So, I just heard, RAW!
I'm giving this a low mid. Yes, a low mid.
Well, I still win.
Wait, Rem, you're not joking.
You gave me a high.
I'll give it a high. I'll give it a mid high.
Are you serious, man? I still win, though.
No.
Yes?
It would be a tie.
No, fine. No? High high.
I'm also at a mid high.
Okay, but then yours also gets added to mine.
You know, I'll give you high high BCA. All
right, so I win today's meme games.
Okay, that's
no, but mine was so good. It was so good. Anyway, I win today's meme games. We'll see you all in Criticism Castle. Goodbye. Welcome to Criticism Castle, the point show where we read reviews from you guys all the way down under in the review section below. Rem TGM, what are our reviews for today? All
right, so, Morty, as always, we have A, B, and C.
Let's go with C.
Yeah.
Let's C? All right. Let's see what we got here.
Yeah. Cantina.
This review is titled "I Always Come Back."
Oh my god!
And it entails, "Guys, it's me, Cool Plant. I've come back like Purple Guy. I'm so sorry I've missed out on all the fun. My parents are being parents. I really just want to say that I am still that I can't read that I still am obsessed with the podcast." And keep up the good work, y'all. Also, please re-add me to the Discord. I want to come back. Oh, you're back in the Discord now. That's pretty
cool.
Dad,
you open the door. I want to come in.
And this was by good old Caleb Parks.
You can't leave these back. How do you get back?
Cool Plant. I don't know. I didn't think he'd come back. He got, like,
a while.
His stuff deleted off of everything.
Welcome back, Cool Plant. He's in the Discord now, by the way.
Yeah,
welcome back. Is this 5-star?
It is a 5-star review.
Thank you so much, Cool Plant, for the 5-star review. If you want to be in Criticism Castle next time, make sure to leave a review. 5-star or not, doesn't matter. We just want to hear criticism, like name implies. Anyway, I've been BCA.
I've been Super Mega Man 10.
And I'm Rem TGM.
And thank you all for listening to another episode of Meme Start Leads. We'll see you all later. Goodbye.
Goodbye. May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, may the 4th
be with you. May the 4th be with you.
Go play Lego Fortnite or something, or play Battlefront.
Battlefront. Yeah, just play Battlefront instead.
That is actually good.
Not Classic Collection.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.